Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. Ottawa Public Health, or OPH, is calling on parents to schedule vaccine appointments for kids aged 5 to 11 following the opening of on-site school clinics this week. Last week, Canada's Chief Public Health Officer Theresa Tam announced vaccination appointments were available for kids born in 2016 or earlier. On Wednesday, OPH made the announcement that starting on December 2nd, school clinics would begin vaccinating eligible children. This news comes in the midst of panic fueled by the arrival of the Omicron strain in Canada. Variants of concern such as Delta and Omicron have health experts urging Ottawa residents to get their vaccines as soon as possible, and kids are no exception. For parents who are still on the fence about children's vaccines, representatives of the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario, or CHEO, and Chief of Ottawa Public Health Vera Etches held a virtual information session on Tuesday evening. During the session, Etches stressed the importance of vaccinating children even if they have already been exposed to COVID-19, especially in the face of new variants of concern.
It is recommended if you've had COVID before, if a child between 5 and 11 has had COVID, to follow up with a vaccination against COVID, because COVID is out there. There are different variants. You can get infected again. And that vaccine does provide a high level of protection. It's almost like the first dose of your vaccine is a booster dose, reminding your body of how to fight COVID after you've had that infection. So it's actually helpful. It provides a strong level of protection to carry on with vaccination after an infection. It is recommended and it will provide good protection.
Although evidence shows younger children are generally less susceptible to extreme symptoms of COVID-19 experienced in some adults, there are other complications to worry about. A condition called multisystem inflammatory syndrome, or MISC, has been seen in children exposed to the COVID-19 virus and can have damaging effects on internal organs. In some cases, it can even be deadly. Etches says that parents shouldn't take a wait-and-see approach to having their kids vaccinated, as the 10 microgram double dose recommended for kids will prevent them from developing MISC, as well as keep them from asymptomatically spreading COVID to vulnerable family members.
Don't wait, because we have rising levels of COVID in our province and in our city. We have a lot of outbreaks. The number of outbreaks has grown in this age group. And so it shows us COVID's here. It's affecting children's lives and you need the protection now. It's also useful to have as much protection as you can going into the holidays, when historically we've seen that COVID levels will rise further with more gatherings. Again, there's that protection for the child. There's the protection for their loved ones.
When the approval of vaccines for kids aged 5 to 11 was first announced, the Canadian Pediatric Society released a study examining the impact of COVID-19 on kids in that age group. The study also revealed preliminary results of testing trials for the new vaccine, which indicated no extreme side effects in children. Dr. Anne Pham Huy, a pediatrician at CHEO who spoke at the information session on Tuesday, says the results of this study should help reassure parents of the safety and efficacy of this vaccine.
This study looked at the 5 to 11-year-olds, about, around 4,600 participants. There was about 3,000 kids that received the vaccine in this study. We have about, a little bit more than 2 months after the second dose. This trial was looking at safety, it was looking at tolerability, and it was also looking at the immune response, or the immunogenicity. And this is a good size study to look at common side effects. And so what they saw, the kids 5 to 11 had some of the common side effects, such as sore arms. They had redness and swelling at the site of the injection. And then some of them had what we call systemic symptoms. So maybe tired, some headaches, some fatigue that occurred more commonly after the second dose. Most of them lasted about a day or two. Obviously, we were concerned about the rare side effects, and none of those were reported at all in this study.
Appointments for kids will be available at 15 schools across Ottawa, with more still to come. Opening hours for the clinics will vary, with some schedules running during school hours and others beginning after school hours end. Those eligible for an appointment include kids 5 to 11 years old with no complicating conditions who reside nearby the school the appointment is scheduled at. All children scheduled for a vaccine must be accompanied by a parent or legal guardian. Parents can also schedule a vaccination appointment for their children at any of the 7 OPH vaccination clinics in Ottawa. This has been your morning news for CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger.